Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you on today, Lord. We want to glorify you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing. We're not going to be complacent, God. We're not going to be distracted on today, God. But we're going to lift you up because we desire for you to bless us on today. We desire for you to deliver us on today. We desire you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our hearts on today. We desire you, God, in the name of Jesus, to give us a breakthrough on today, Lord. Hey, oh God, he called my mind, little local shot, little like I see. Oh God, we lifted you up right now. You said that if we lift you up, you'll draw us closer to your Lord. So we want you to come a little bit closer to us, God. We don't want to be distant from you, Lord. We don't want to be far away. We want to lay at your feet and we want to hear your voice. So we're going to exalt you on this morning, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, God, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, Lord, in all the earth. There's nobody that is like you. Nowhere, God. You are great. You are holy. You are omnipotent. You are righteous. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the great I am. There's nobody that can equal and nobody that can compare. You are the sole source of our very existence. You are the epitome of our creation. You are the topic of our being. It is you, God. And we want to bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We want to give you our best praise. And we want to give you our best worship. We want to do it because that's why you created us. You created us, Lord, to worship you with the very fruit of our lips. You created us, Lord, to bless you with the clapping of our hands. You created us, Lord, for your simple pleasure. Oh, God. So we're going to glorify you, Lord. We're going to glorify you, God. Because you're worthy. You're worthy. I dare not allow any rocks to cry for me. But we're going to do what is required. And we're going to give you our best, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we tell you we love you. We tell you that we adore you because we don't do it enough. Oh God, we're going to tell you from the very bit of our soul. We love you with every morsel and every fiber in our being, God. Oh God. Hiya, mama, nere loko sana. Oh God, we love you on today. We love you on today, God. And we're not going to allow anything to consume us in our thoughts. We're not going to allow anything, Father God, to have us distracted. We're going to be focused and concentrating on simply you, God. Because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. It is you, Lord. It is you, Lord. So sometimes we be so cluttered and have so much going on in our mind and in our hearts, God, that we can't give you the appropriate praise that you deserve. So right now, God, we're going to empty ourselves out. Every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, every tear, every doubt. We're giving you all this stuff right now, God, because these seeds have a tendency to easily be setting us. They have a tendency, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of putting us in a place, God, where we don't want to be. So we're going to give it to you right now. That strainness on our brain, that thought of being fickle, that unbelief, that bitterness and that hate, that jealousy and that anger, that resentment, that unforgiveness, that self-righteousness, that pride and that haughtiness. We emptied it on the Okosiyatnidilokoshatna. All that stuff, Father God, that makes us stumble, that makes us fall, that causes us to be addicted to it. We giving it all to you right now, God, because we want to be whole in you. We want to be free in you. We want to be complete in you. So we want to empty ourselves out now. All that hidden stuff, God, that we done held in our hearts from the past, that we treasure and we keep conjuring up. We want to give that to you now. We want to empty out all them hurts, them soul ties, them old ties, the broken heart. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now. That betrayal, and when we thought people was not loyal to us, that lying, and all that dishonesty. We giving it all to you right now. We just want to empty ourselves out, Lord. We want to empty ourselves out completely. We want to empty ourselves out totally. We don't want to keep holding on to this mess. Because these things, Father God, is messing up our hearts. These things, Father God, is causing us to be in a place of doubt. These things, Father God, is putting us in a place of fear. So we want to give it all to you right now, God. That spirit of accusation, pointing a finger, and even wagging a head. We want to give it all to you right now, God. Oh, my mom, that spirit of competitiveness, that spirit of raunchy, I heard raunchy, that raunchy spirit. Oh God, we want to give that to you right now. We want to give it all to you right now, God. We are my mind in the local sea. Oh, my mind in the local shop now. Oh, my mind in the local sea. We emptying ourselves out right now, God, that you may be able to enter in. Because you say you will not dwell in no unclean temple. So we are me, of course, under the lacasia. We emptying ourselves right now, God. Oh, mama, de lo cosia, de la casita, de lo cosia, de lo cosia, de lo cosia. Oh, mama, de lo cosia, de la casita. Oh, God, we giving it all to you now. We giving you that spirit of deceit, that spirit of manipulation, even when we manipulate our own selves. We giving you all that right now, Father God. Any and every addiction that we have in our hearts, any and every addiction that we have in our mind, any and every addiction that we have in our thoughts, any and every addiction that we have in our flesh, any and every addiction that we have in our speech and conversations, any and every addiction that's causing us, Father God, to cleave to the dust and lose hope. We giving it all to you right now, God. Oh, mama, oh God, that you may be able to dwell in our temple, in our hearts. We want you in our hearts, God. Oh, mama, because we know that if you, that if you are in our hearts, we can get it right. We know that you, that if you are in our hearts, God, that your word is going to make us free. It's going to purge some things. It's going to uproot some things. It's going to move some things. It's going to settle some things. And it's going to plant some things. Oh God, we are my mind in the local shanda de la casia. Oh God, take us high on today, God. Enter into this place, Father God. Let your angels dwell in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Let your spirit rest in this place, God. Let your glory train be in here, God, that any and everybody that cross the threshold, they will feel your spirit. They will feel your presence, God. Oh, God, everybody that call me, oh, call Shanele like I see. Let them not leave the same way that they came, God. But let them come seeking your face. Let them come seeking deliverance. Let them come seeking peace. Let them come seeking love. Let them come seeking anew. Oh, my mind, let them go Shanele, but you know, oh, my mind, the local shutting it. loco sana. Oh God, rain in here, God. Rain in here, God. Rain in here, God. For this is your church. These are your people. You know each and every last one of us name by name. You know the hairs on our head. You know every struggle. You know every problem. You know every concern. You know any and everything that's even hidden, God. I'm asking you to expose and then purge. I'm asking you to expose and then remove. I'm asking you to expose, God, that these things were not in your cause us, Father God, not to be able to see your face. Oh, mama, touch your people in a man, God. Touch them in a man right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, that you can regulate their man, God. Regulate the minds on today. Let us, your people, remember, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our God, our Lord, our King, our everything. Nothing can happen without you. Nothing is without you. Because you are God. And you are God all by yourself. You are the great I am. You are the one that sits on the throne, God. You are the one that sits high and looks low. Everybody that you put before my face, God, I'm asking you right now to touch them. Touch it right now, Father God. Touch that situation. Touch that concern. Remove that doubt. Oh, yeah. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I'm going to call out some names. And as I call out these names, we're going to go into prayer for these people. Because the Lord is surely is putting a whole lot of people before my face right now. We want to stand in the gap for the people. We want them to remember that God is just who he say he is. And he is the great I am. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch Minister Priscilla on today. Cover your blood and hide it behind your cross. Any and every situation that is challenging to her, Lord, I'm asking you to give her the strength to be able to go through it. I'm asking you to give her the wisdom to be able to approach it in a manner that she should. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would even help her not to lean to her own understanding. Give her the courage that she needs, Father God, that she would have a heart of absolutions. That she may be able to forgive that person that hurt her, God. That she may be able to forgive that person that broke her heart. That she may be able to forgive that person that did somebody else wrong, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can. I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. Oh, God, I'm asking you to lift her up on today. Lift up the entire Smith family on today, Father God. For you know any and every struggle that they have. You know any and every concern that they have. You know any and every problem that they go through. I'm asking you to touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That they will be no koshana. That there will not be any division in their family. Oh, God, touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bring them closer together, God. That they will not have a split accusation on one another, Lord. Point of view and wagging the head. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can. I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to cover Priscilla on today, God. Cover the Smith family on today, God. I'm asking you to touch Gloria on today, God. Touch her, your man, and even in your heart. Give her the strength, the peace that she needs, God. I'm asking you to even give her a heart of acceptance, Father God, that even in the midst of the transition, God, that she would accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Oh God, I'm asking you to cover her daughter Ricky and cover each and every child that she has ever bared. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Give her the strength to continue to go through. Give her the strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to press. Oh God, give her the spirit to endure, because it's going to cause her to be broken. So I'm asking you to help her on today. Help her on today, Father God, even her father Ricky, God. I'm asking you to cover him. Cover him on today, Father God, and let him consider, God, saving, Lord. Oh God, save them all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hold my mind in the local shut now. Oh God, you know, God, I'm asking you to touch Bethany Richardson on today. Cover your blood and hide it behind your cross. Give her your strength and even your peace, Father God. Even as she go through the things that cause her to be broken, Father God. I'm asking you to give her the hope, God. Return the hope back unto her right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she may know, God, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. It's so many times, Father God, and so many things that she don't went through, God, that it's caused them to go into a place of brokenness. But I'm asking you to even give her a heart of forgiveness. Give her a heart of absolution. Give her a heart, Father God, to keep pressing and enduring. Oh, God, I bind and rebuke that spirit of suicide on today. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now that you speak life into your people, God, that they may be able to receive the hope. I'm asking you to touch Virginia on today, Father God. Give her the peace that she have, God. Remove any and everything that's causing her, Lord, to go into a place of degradation and segregation. Let her return back into her first love. Let her return back unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to give her the hope, that you may be able to sustain her, God. I'm asking you to give her that clarity that she needs. Clarify some things inside of her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she would not be stuck or even stunted and falling, God. I'm asking you to allow your peace, God, to rest ruling about in the minds of the hearts of your people, God, that they will not go into a place, God, that is causing them to be broken. Oh, God, he called that in Oko Shandere Lakasia. Oh, my mind did it like I shunned him in Oko Sia. Oh, my mind did it Oko Shandere. Give your people that boldness that they need, God. He called my mind did it Oko Shandere Lakasia. Give your people that boldness that they need, God. Give your people that hope that they need, God. Give your people that clarity that they need, God. Give your people any and everything that they need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not go in a place, Father God, or even be in a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing them, God, to cling to the dust. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today. I'm asking you to touch Deontay on today, God. Touch him in his mind, in his heart on today, Lord. Give him the courage and even the clarity that he needs, Father God, that he could continue to press. Let him not go into a place of brokenness. Lord, save his soul on today. Save his mind on today. Save his heart on today. Retract some things on today, Father God, that he may ponder in his heart, Father God. All the goodness, God, that you have already bestowed on him. Oh, God, touch Joshua on today, God. Give him the clarity and the hope that he need, God, that he may be Oko Shandere Loko Shana. Oh, my mama Shandere Loko Shana. And even his mother, Arthur. Cover her, God. Heal, God. Deliver, Lord. Set your people free on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not be in a place of being ensnared and entrapped, Father God, by the things that they see and even by what they hear. I'm asking you to lift your people up on today, Father God, even in the midst of being in a place of hopelessness. Hold on. I'm standing in the gap for your people. I'm standing in the gap for your people. He called it in Oko Shada. Hiya, mama, little Oko Sia. Oh, Baba, Baba, Shade, Oko Sana. The Lord had me calling out some names in the midst of a meeting, Oko Shana. Because there's so much that's going on inside of the world and in the society on today. He has put so many people in my face. And as I call out their name, I want y'all to write their names down and stand in the gap for them. Because God wants to change and rearrange some things. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch Sister Pamela, God. Cover in your blood and hide it behind your cross and give her the strength that she needs, Father God, in order to be able to press and endure. I'm asking you to touch Marilyn on today, God. I'm asking you to cover your people and even comfort your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because so many of us go into a place, Father God, where we cannot even get out of. Oh, God, I'm crying out to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all your folk, God. Save the unsaved, near and afar. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it Oko Shana. Oh, God, that we could be complete in you, God. Refill your people, God. Revive your people on today, God. Renew your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not get into a place, Father God, where we think in God that there is no hope. Oh, God. Oh, my mind, that Oko Shana. Hiya, Baba, Shere Oko Sia. He called my mind in the local seat. If there's anybody that you want to stand in the gap for, write their names down. God knows exactly what they need. If there's some things that you want or have been asking and waiting on God to do for you, I'm asking you today to simply trust God and to believe him. We do not want to get into a place where we have lost hope. We do not want to get into a place where we have allowed our faith to die. Because without that faith,
hope cannot be activated. Oh God, touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we write down all these things, God, that easily besets us, God. Touch the Montgomery family on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and each and every last one of them individually in their thoughts, Lord. Oh, my mind, middle local. See, any and every mental disorder, God, that is traditional and generational in that family, God. That local, see, that spirit of depression, that spirit of suicide, that spirit of vengefulness, that competitive spirit, that nutty local shana. I'm asking you to cast it down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Tamika today, God. Cover her and even comfort her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and even remove that spirit of fear. Fear. Hold my mind in the local shandelacasia. Hayabahashandelocosia. Fear got a tendency of overtaking the minds of the people that they hope begins to waver because of the doubt, because of the things that they cannot touch, and because of what they cannot see. Touch on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every individual, God, he called it all, see, that you have even put heavy on our hearts, God, individually, Lord. I'm asking you to touch on the Dioko, see, bind up the Dioko, see, and rebuke that lying spirit, God. Help your people, Dioko, see, that we have a heart of acceptance. Write your name down on the sheet of paper and write down acceptance, that we may be able to accept some things. We may be able to accept some correction. We may be able to accept some instruction. We may be able to accept some direction. We may be able to accept some things that's even going on in the inside of us that we do not even tell anybody about. Help us on today, God. Hold my mind in the local shandere like I see. Hold my mind in the local shandere. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in the inside of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be your koshan in it like I see ya. Hold my mind in the local sea. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shed in the local sea. Oh God, restore the hope. Restore the hope in the marriages on today, Father God. I'm asking you to touch the Slaughter family on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch Kenitra and her family on today, Lord. I'm asking you to touch Michelle and her family on today, God. The Starks family, God. The Reed family, Lord. I'm standing in the gap for any and every family in the sanctuary right now. Oh, my mind, little loco, shining it like I see. Oh, God, we need you on today to endow us with your spirit, empower us with your glory on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not keep on thinking the same way, God. Keep on acting the same way. Oh, my mind, little loco, shining it like I see. So the Lord is showing me, I just want to pause that, because I don't want you guys to be distracted on this morning. The Lord has been showing me all week long, and especially on this morning, that so many of his people have lost hope. They have lost hope because they have not seen the change. They have lost hope because that change has not yet resonated in their lives. They have lost hope because God has told them one thing and they seeing something else. But let me tell you something about our vision and about our hearing. The enemy wants us to get into that place of doubt. Because I don't see, oh, I've been waiting on it for a long time. I've been waiting on it for years. I've been waiting on this. I've been waiting on the change. I've been waiting on the breakthrough. And then the enemy starts deceiving you and making you think. I'm going to say this again. Think that it's not going to happen because it hasn't happened. So then you go into that place of doubt and you start believing it won't happen. That's what he wants us to believe. He wants us to believe some things that is contrary to what God has already said. But if he said it, it is true and it is so. We may be waiting on healing and God ain't healed us yet. How you know he ain't got you in a place that's building up your faith in him that you won't trust in that medicine that you're taking every day? Or you won't trust in that specialist that you got to go to every 2 weeks? How you know that God done already done told you, I'm going to make you a millionaire, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then you like, Lord, but I'm in a place of struggle right now. I don't even know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. How you know he ain't building up your faith in an area so that you'll be able to appreciate it when he gives it to you? You won't be a frivolous spender. You won't be one that's walking around in pride. He keeping you in that low place and lowly so that when you do get it, you won't be all puffed up and high-minded. We lose hope in that these things that we do not see because they have not yet manifested. Is it even a time? Because he said there's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. This is what God said. He written it in his word. Oh, he didn't write the Bible, but he inspired man to write it. So he wrote it. Oh, I don't believe God said that. God in there. Baby, what make you think that God did not say that? You don't believe everything that God said, even if it's correction. He said it. Because he said, I love you. That's why I'm trying to get you right. I chastise them that I love. Why would you lose hope and believing that, oh, the Lord said he gonna change me, or oh, I'm growing, or oh, he elevating me and such and such, 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 but he keep on correcting you. You don't believe that he's doing these things through that correction? That correction is what's elevating you. That correction is what's making you to grow. We're talking about our hope in God. It rewards us through the activation of our faith. Because if you ain't got faith, you cannot please him. Hope is something that we desire, that we have down in the inside of us. If the Lord tell you that you're going to get married or remarried, that is what exactly it's going to be. Well, Lord, I sure been waiting for a whole long time. How about he got to prepare you for that man in your heart? How about you got to be healed? That don't mean that you're going to lose that hope in what he told you. You just got to be patient in your waiting. Lord, I'm tired of waiting. Well, guess what? You got to keep on waiting because God ain't going to allow you to hurt nobody else and you hurting. That ain't the kind of God we serve. That not the one I serve. I don't know what kind. I'm just saying. That ain't the kind. Hurt people hurt people. Because we have not yet accepted the hurt. What do you mean? Because we have not accepted that hurt, it stops us from hoping. Let me rephrase that. You got a broken heart. We all have had a broken heart from one way or one form or one fashion. So in the midst of us having that broken heart, we lose hope because we broken, and we take that lost hope into the next because we ain't yet healed. But he told you that you was going to get married. He told you was going to get remarried. And so you ain't healed yet. And so, is y'all following me this morning? Let's go to the book. I'm going to prove it. I can't make this stuff up. We're going to start in the book of Romans. We're going to go to chapter 8. We done lost hope in any and everything. Let me sit up here and tell you something. The Bible declares that that thing that concerns you, God got to perfect it. So if you keep going through that thing or keep practicing that thing that he had me preach last week about addictions. And he ain't just talking about drugs. He talking about how we drag our addictions on and on and on. These addictions is manipulation in our mind and our heart, the way we talk, the way we act, the way we think, the way we react, the way we approach it. He been having us talk about this. Today's the name of the sermon today is hope rewards through faith's activation. You cannot be rewarded in your hope if you do not have faith that has been activated. You just can't. What is hope? It's to desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment. To expect with confidence as in trust. So if you hoping for something that the Lord done already declared and decreed, that means you got confidence and you trusted that you're going to receive that thing. I don't give a rest tell what it look like. I don't care what you hear. I do not even care what your thoughts, listen to me, your thoughts try to make you believe, because your thoughts will deceive you. Your thoughts will mess you up. Your thoughts will make you believe that what he said was a lie. And we know God cannot lie. So who's the liar? Is it you and your thoughts? Or is it God? Because God can't lie. So it got to be you and what you thinking. He said be transformed. Where? In your mind. Your mind is what stores everything that you experience in your life. Every experience has a thought that can turn into a notion or a lie. A notion is stories that we conjure up our own self from what? Our perspective. Our perspective makes us think in a way, baby, that is not good for us. Our perspective will make us act in a way that ain't good for somebody else. Our perspective would even make us want to back away, shut down, segregate, and degrade our own selves. We don't need nobody else to point the finger, wag the head, or even talk about us, because we do it to our own selves in our thoughts. Oh, I ain't good enough. Or, let's go here. How about we always questioning things? Because these questions give room for doubt that kills the hope. These questions gives room for the enemy to slide in and make your thoughts simply run wild with you. Stop trying to indulge me in your thoughts. Because I'm going to try to do what the Bible says. I'm going to have the same mind as Christ. He told me to think on things that are good, kind, and pleasant. Of a good, so I ain't thinking on nothing negative. And when you come to me with that negative stuff, I'm going to shut you down, and then I'm going to pray for you, because I will not become guilty by association with your doubt and that seed planting me doubt. I'm not doing that. So get mad at me. Don't call me. Don't approach me. Well, why you won't let me say this? Why you won't? Because I'm trying to help you to think differently. So if I stop you from saying this, it ain't that I don't want to listen to you. I just don't want to listen to that. I'm going to say that again. I want to listen to everything that you want to say. But I don't want to listen to that negativity that you're talking about yourself. When the Lord done already told you who you are. I ain't got to listen to that. Now you can keep on listening to it, because guess what? Don't y'all know we listen to our own selves? And sometimes our own thoughts, when they say your eyes play tricks on you, baby, it's your thoughts that play tricks on you. Your eyes will deceive you, but your thoughts is what play tricks on you. So please, please understand that our thoughts is going to activate doubt or belief. It's our thoughts. Our thoughts come from what we see. If I was blind, it'll come from what I hear. How about that experience? Now, I'm experiencing something that's causing me to believe that it's not going to change. But the Lord done already told me he's going to change it. But because I keep seeing it, how about you take your hands off of it, step back, move to the side, and let God get past, because you know you're a big old God, you in the way. How about you just close your mouth and stop leaning to your own understanding that's coming from your thoughts? And just trust him. What did I just say hope is? Hope is confidence and trusting that you're going to receive that thing. So I'm going to believe what God told me. If God told me, baby, I'm going to be a billionaire, I'm already walking in billionaire status. He already set me up on how to accept it. He set me up to receive it. I got to accept it first. I got to accept that I'm going to be a billionaire. If I don't accept it, I never receive it because my thoughts got me down. The Bible said, what a man thinketh, so shall he be. No, I'm not in poverty. Baby, I'm in between blessings. Did you hear what I say? Everybody got a dry season. Everybody got a season that they got to go through something. Everybody got a season that they overjoyed. Everybody got a season that they sad. But whatever season I'm in, I'm not going to doubt the next season. I ain't going to doubt the next season because I know I can't go back and change that season that done already passed. I can't change that. Because why? It don't exist anymore. I can't get a do-over. And I can't change it. So that's the season that done passed. The season of my next is not going to be like the season of my past, because I learned from my past, and I'm going to remove that doubt so that my future, my next, will come into existence because my thoughts have changed. So I can receive it now. It may have been a struggle. You know what? It's a struggle for me. Nope, it's not a struggle for me. It's just an experience, and I'm going through it, and I'm going to go through it with patience, and I'm going to see what God wants me to learn from it. We so quick to say, oh, it's so hard today. It ain't hard. The Lord say it is not hard to get through, to accept, to forgive, to get past. It's not hard to get. He said it ain't hard. Guess what he told me? He said, we got to choose. You got to choose to forget it. If you don't, you won't. You got to choose to forgive. If you can't, you ain't. It's all a choice. When he opened up that revelation to me, I'm like, you know what? Because we say that so much. You know, it's hard for me not to do. It's not hard. You just addicted to it. So that addiction must be addressed. Last Sunday, he had me to have everybody say their name and say, I'm an addict. Because all of us is addicted to something in some form or fashion. We could be addicted to thinking this way for so long until it becomes normal, until it, there's the doubt. There's the fear. There's the self-righteousness. There's all this stuff that comes up or comes around us that put us in that place that we say we can't. I don't even know why they made that word up. Y'all remember that cartoon train to say, I think I can, I think I. Now, he didn't start off, I think I can, I think I can. No, he said, I think I can. He didn't say, I remember I can. He said, I think I can. We got to think some things differently in order for to be able to receive these things. So if I'm thinking it, that means I'm accepting it. I accept that the Lord say I'm going to be a billionaire. I come in agreement with what God says about me. We got to agree with it. We cannot allow ourselves to continually to doubt. If God says, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I don't care how much you talk about me or defame me or say this or say that. You can't curse nothing that God blessed. I believe that. I'm not going to believe that you and thee and they. I don't believe none of that. I believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He never said it wasn't going to form. So I'm thinking that there's going to be no actions coming into manifestation. Why? Because it can't prosper. You ain't gonna say nothing. You ain't gonna defend yourself. Why? Because that ain't gonna prosper. That lie ain't gonna stand. That. Because I believe God. I don't care how many years it may take, months, days out, I believe God. That's what Jesus told his disciples. He was just walking. He said, turn around and look at them, because they were just asking him all kind of questions. How many times we question God? How many times we question one another? How many times? Jesus turned around and said, just believe God. Can we just simply believe? How easy is that to believe? Oh, Lord, help me to believe. Lord, teach me how to believe. Lord, teach me how to trust. Lord, teach me how to. And then when you going through them trials and them tests and that circumstance, that challenge or that situation, you get weary or you lose hope. Let's go to the book. Let's go to the book. Romans chapter 8. Hope's reward. Hope is to desire with expectation of attainment or a fulfillment, to expect with confidence or in trust. What is a reward? It's something that is given in return for good or evil done or received or is offered or given for some service or obtainment. I'm going to prove to y'all today that hope requires action. Action activates the faith. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. That you may be able. Say, I'm going to get results after today. I'm going to get results in everything after today. Come on, say it. I'm going to get results after today. Do you? Y'all ain't saying it like y'all mean it. What? I'm going to get results after today. Because I believe God. If you don't believe him, I'm going to help you in your unbelief today. I'm going to help you. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he hope for it? Webster says hope is a wish. So I wish this, I wish this, and I wish that, and I, no. Y'all know where they got them three wishes from. They got it from the Bible. How? Because they take the Bible and misconstrued it. The Bible declares that it was only one person in the Bible that God gave three chances, and his name was David. He gave him three chances in the midst of his repentance. David did something he had no business doing. And because he was favored, it's a difference from being favored and having favor, y'all. I told y'all that a couple Sundays ago. Now, because he was favored by God, the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to give you three choices. I'm paraphrasing, y'all. It's in the book. Read it. He said, you got to be punished for your sin. So, either I let you and the people allow you to govern over the star for a certain period of time. Get it? All right. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And he gave him three choices. He even gave him a choice to say, or either I'm going to let your enemies overtake you. And that was enough. And David said, hold it, wait a minute. Lord, first and foremost, don't punish the people because they ain't did nothing to you. It was me. He said, please, Lord, don't turn me over to my enemies because they ain't gonna have no mercy. You know? See, hope is a wish. They got them three wishes from the Bible. And they misconstrued it. Just like y'all heard, and I'm just getting off the sermon for 1 minute. That in our world, that if you got bad credit, after 7 years, it's supposed to come off of your credit report. Don't y'all know they got that out the Bible? For the Bible declares that if somebody owe you something, is indebted to you for something, after 7 years, you're supposed to forgive them. You know? Where y'all think they got entrance from? In the Bible. I'm telling y'all, all this stuff come from the Bible. So just answer this question, y'all answer it to yourself. Why is there atheists? That's a whole nother sound. When everything that came from the book. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to hope. Let's go back to hope because I want to encourage us on today. Through hope rewards, through faith, through is over the whole surface or extent of. It's from the beginning to the end of. It's to completion, conclusion, or accomplishment. So don't you know, in order for that thing to come to manifestation, that you got to go through something? What am I going through? How about just simply the waiting? I told you, the Lord prophesied some things to me when I was in my 20s. I'll be 58 this year, okay? And stuff just not coming to pass. The waiting. But I never lost hope because I believe God. I say, Lord, why I gotta keep waiting? Let me give y'all an example. The Lord woke me up when I was 36 years old in the middle of the night. It was about 3 o'clock. And when he woke me up, this is what he said to me. I opened up my eyes. He said, the man that they say is your dad is not your dad. I said, well, I sat up in the bed. He said, you don't believe me. Do y'all believe God is emotional? He is. He say, you don't believe me? I say, yeah, God, I believe you. He say, you don't believe me? And all I could think about was sin, because that's what she did. I believe you, but real, she still had that right. He say, you don't believe me? He say, you don't believe me? He said, when you get up and you get ready to take care of your mom, because I used to take care of my mama. I took care of my mama for 10 years. And the Lord allowed me to nurse her back to health. Where when she came to my house, she couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything by herself. But when she left, she was walking only with a cane and was able to get her own place. Listen to this. I never lost hope because he told me he was going to heal her. That's what he told me. So he said, you don't believe me? He said, when you go downstairs and after you get to feeding your mom and bathing her, when you start brushing her hair, he said, ask her, do she know a man named Leroy Johnston? I say, who is Leroy Johnston? He said, that's your daddy's name. I say, scared the question, in shock, and trying not to let him see my heart or doubt. That, because, ain't that, girl, I had to make a choice. I either believed or I didn't. See, because of that doubt, I'm like, okay, Lord. And then, so he went on and he said, ask her. And I'm going to prove it to you. I said, Lord, why you ain't been telling me this? Why you not? He said, pay attention, y'all. You weren't ready to receive this information. He said, if I had told you this, then you would hate your mother. You would hate the people that kept that information from you. He said, so I had to prepare your heart to first accept that there may be a chance that that man that they say is my dad is not my dad now. in order for me to receive the truth. So, after I did everything that I supposed to do for my mom, I started brushing her hair. I said, Mama, now pay attention. He told me when to do it. He didn't say when you gave her a bath or when you gave her food or you gave her a shot for her diabetes. He said when you brushing her hair. So when I was brushing her hair, I said, Mama, I said, do you know a man named Leroy Johnston? She turned around and looked and she said, yeah, where you get that name from? I say, where you know him from? She say, he used to be this guy that I cheated with on my husband because if he did it, I can do it better. I say, okay, hurry up. The tears run down my eyes now. Hurry up and did her hair. And then I ran upstairs to my room and pop, fell down on the floor and started praying. And in the midst of it, the Lord saying, I told you. Now, why did he say he told me? He told me to prove to me that he is not a liar. That was my first test of hope. That prevented me from doubting. How was that a test? Because the man that they said was my dad, I always thought that he was my dad. I believed that he was my dad. Now, this man up here telling me that he ain't my dad, and then he give me the name of my dad. That right there should have made me believe. When he gave me the name, baby. Did you hear what I say? And then so, now, let me tell y'all about my thoughts. I say, oh, I'm going to try to find him. I want to see this. And the Lord say, you ain't got to find him. He said, because he is fixing to make his transition. And you got a brother and a sister. And your biological father has told them about you and they're going to find you. He said, and because of your suffering, he said, I'm going to let you inherit from your biological father and the man that says that he's your dad, that ain't your dad. He said, I'm going to let you inherit something from him too. He said, I'm just going to say it all come true. Did y'all hear what I said? The man that says he's my dad and is not my dad, bless his soul, he died when I was 8. All them years, I thought every so many years, I get a inheritance financial from him. And he ain't even my dad. So the Lord told me, because my mother deprived me of the life that I should have had, he's going to give me, say double for my trouble. Listen to me when I tell y'all about hope. This is what we're talking about today. Hope's rewards through faith's activation. I would not have received those rewards if I did not believe what God said, which activated the manifestation of everything that he promised you. Everything that he said to you. Everything that you hoped for and you prayed for and you didn't hear nothing, and then all of a sudden he gives you an assurance and a reinsurance, and then boom, there it is. I'm telling y'all, let me prove it. Verse 25. But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now let's go to my favorite chapter in the whole Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. See, it's some things that is required to us for us to do in order for these things to be activated inside of our life. Y'all may want to write down some of this stuff, baby, because it's useful. Hope rewards through faith's activation. Hebrews 11, I'm starting verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. He didn't say tomorrow faith. He didn't say the faith that you had. He said now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what I'm hoping for it through my faith now. So if I go to God and I start praying for something that he may give me 10 years from now, my faith now that I'm having now while I'm praying is going to activate it in that 10. Did y'all get that? Okay, let me start again. When you write down that stuff on that sheet of paper that you want God to do for you, even though you may not receive it when you want it, when you write it down, your faith is activating what you hope for, the thing that you wrote down, that you are going to receive it. So your now faith, everything that I come to you for right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, I ain't talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about now. My prayer now has me in a place of stability in my faith that I will not waver because I do not see it, allowing doubt to slide in to make me not believe. That ain't the kind of faith we got. We're talking about the now faith that is going to activate that thing. Baby, you can speak those things as though they were. Did you hear what I say? If you speak in those things now and believe it now, don't you know it could very well happen now and you ain't got to wait that 10. You ain't got to wait that. I'm talking about now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That I'm giving y'all a good report right now because I obtained it through my now faith. I believe God when I had a stroke, paralyzed from my neck all the way down, I couldn't do nothing but just blink my eye and tears run out my face. That's the only thing I couldn't do. My tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth. The Lord told me, I'm not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. In the midst of me listening to what the doctors was telling my family and they not even knowing why I had a stroke, because it wasn't an aneurysm, it was not any blood clots, it was not nothing that they couldn't even fathom or figure out, but I believe God because he said, I am not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. And making me whole, I activated my faith, not listening to what they said, because I think he is able to do exceedingly, exceedingly. Don't you know exceedingly is a whole lot? And abundantly, that's that overflow, more than I can think, ask, or did say think, ask, or it ain't even entered into my heart. So I believe God. I believe God as I lay there twisted up, mangled, entangled, that I walk again. And they said I couldn't, baby, I can run. Why? Because I believe God. I did not doubt, regardless to what they say. Oh, she'll never be able to do this. She'll never be able to do that. And I went, can she understand anything? No, because she had so many seizures and so many major strokes until she probably is confused. I know, I heard, understood everything that they said. And when I first walked in there, I looked at that lady and I said, I feel confused. And remember, nothing else was in intensive care for 2 weeks. All kind of tubes, all kind. I believe God was not going to heal me, but he was going to make me whole. What's the difference? Because healing is a process. Did y'all hear me? 12 days later. Y'all wonder why my faith is where it is now. Y'all wonder why my faith it is where now. So can't nobody walk through them doors with any kind of sickness. Because I could tell y'all a whole bunch of them he didn't heal me from. When they told me that I had fluid on my brain and they had to do surgery and put a shunt and I had to carry a bag. And I said, I know a man that parted the Red Sea. They walked on dry land with no mud. They wasn't slipping and sliding. He parted the Jordan River and he healed the lady with the issue of blood. This is just a small matter to him. I ain't wearing a shunt today and they told me that when I was 16. Did y'all hear what I say? Went back and they can't find it. Oh, well, where the fluid go? What did I tell you? What? It may be amazing to you, but it's astounding to me. Because I believe God. I believe that he's my provider. There's absolutely nothing that he will not provide. How do I know that? Lost everything. Talking riches to rags, baby. No, I'm talking about from the gutter to the slaughter. Did you hear what I say? Did not even know what I was going to feed my kids. I had to sleep in my car and use my cover, my clothes for cover for me and my children. Baby, strangers was walking up to me putting money in my hand. Not even knowing, I went to the gas station. I never forget, I had $1.30. My son was only 8 years old. Did you hear me? He's 34 today. I'm talking about God. I know he is a mind regulator. They told me that my son was diagnosed with schizophrenia. They call it bipolar now. See, they come up with all kind of new stuff. And then my son, this and my son, baby, he in his right mind today. And he ain't taking no medication. I'm talking about God say, I will, can, I'm able. There's nothing impossible with me. I want you not to be deceived by what you see or what you hear. It's a scripture in the Bible that says we are so blinded by what we're going through that we can't see afar. You can't see your next because of your struggle currently. Don't you lose your hope. Because God done already told you I'm going to bring you through it. If I brought you to it, what makes you think I ain't going to bring you to the completion of it? I'm the author and the finisher of this race. I already done wrote your story. I knew your story before you did because I preordained and predestined it even before you came into existence. I knew you before you knew yourself. Your mama knew you. I know what I was going to take you through and what you had to go through in order to get through. That's who I am. I'm the one that fashioned you and made you. You ain't ugly, but you wonderfully and beautifully made. I know exactly what your purpose is. I don't know why I'm living. You're not buying that spirit of suicide. You living for another purpose that's beyond the purpose that you want to live. I know exactly what I planned for you. You just don't know. I gotta make sure that you go through these things intentionally so you can know what's inside of you. Because if you don't, then you gonna do what? Lose hope. You're stronger than you think you are. I got to show you that you're stronger. So when you go through it and I complete you in this season, in this challenge, in this situation, you'll look back and say, whoa, I ain't think I can go through it, but here you go. But God. See, it's not just a test, but it's a testimony. You can testify, you can give a testimony. You could praise and worship, that's testifying. But giving a testimony is simply telling your story, and don't nobody know your story, baby. Every struggle and every challenge that you go through is not to break you, but it's to make you, that you will be able to see evidently who you are and whose you belong to. Did you hear what I say? Because we are all valuable. We are all here for a purpose. So my hope for you is that you hope in yourself. Because if you don't hope in yourself, how can you activate the faith from the person who made you? You can't activate the faith from the person that made you if you don't hope in you. You got to hope in you. And if you hoping in you, why do you keep saying that? I thought I'm supposed to hope in Christ because he gave every man his spirit. And he gave every man a measure of faith. He talks about faith. He gave every man a measure of faith. Then he talks about the mustard seed faith. And then there's the gift of faith. I got the gift of faith, baby. Because I believe God, not just for me, but I believe God for you. I believe God for any and every individual here, any and everybody that crossed my path and felt like they was in a low, dark place. I believe God gonna bring them up to a high place of light. I believe that. I believe it, even if they have an inkling of doubt because of what they're going through or because of what they keep going through. Because sometimes we keep going through some stuff that falters and defers our hope. Come on, let's go to the book. And I'm hurry up. When I get to talking about faith, I can't stop talking. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. There go that word again. That's what I'm talking about. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So this is why I always tell y'all, don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear. Because everything that you see and hear is really not what it pertains or seems to be. It's really not. Because there is something greater happening. There is something that is going to manifest that you ain't got no other choice to say, oh, that ain't nothing but God. And my daughter's voice, mom, that ain't nothing but God. It's just God. God is any and everything that we need. Listen to this. This just blew me when I read this. I've read these scriptures 100 times, y'all. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaking. So let me tell you something. We're talking about an excellent sacrifice. We're talking about the sacrifices that you're giving him from your heart and not grudgingly. We're talking about sacrificing that sleep when he said get up and pray. He talking about them excellent. And so even if you die, your blood gonna speak to him. Your silence will speak to him. Because there's some things coming from your heart. Why was his sacrifice more excellent than Cain? Because he gave him the first fruits. It came in. He did not have a second thought about it. You know what? Let me make sure God get his. And then when he offered it to him, he offered it to him with joy. So it was excellent, even though it was a sacrifice. How many times you sacrifice something for somebody else and you didn't even have it? And I ain't talking about money. You didn't have no more love to give, but you sacrificed it anyway. Come on, somebody. And you ain't have no more energy. Huh? He was just exhausted from trying to convince and persuade. If you ain't got it, but you sacrifice your time anyway. You sacrifice your time. I'm talking, don't you know, and doing it from your heart. Even when you in that place of sickness, even baby, your silence will cry out to, I'm telling you, my silence cried out to the Lord. Are y'all paying attention? Listen, I'm telling you, I'm getting y'all these gold nuggets. Listen to this one. Listen to this one here. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. What is translate? It's to bear, remove, or change from one place, state, form, or appearance to another, as in to transfer or transform. Listen to this. This, when he opened this thing up to me today, it just blew me. Listen. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So what is you doing to please God? If you please God, baby, he's going to remove some things for you. He's going to transform some things. He's going to translate some things for you. He's going to settle some things, baby. But that's part of your hope, right? My hope is that if I please God, he's not going to withhold no good thing from me. Because that's where my hope is. My hope is in God, not what I see. My hope ain't in that job. Because if I lose that job, then fear is going to arise. The Bible says the very thing that you fear the most will come upon you suddenly. So I'm not as scared of anything. I ain't as scared of being by myself, because the Lord said that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm not afraid of not having no money or no food, because he told me that I'm worth more than even a bird of the grass. Did y'all hear what I say? If my ways please him, he told me, even though I walk through the valley, baby, I ain't got to be scared. Did y'all hear me? I'm talking about, that's where my hope lies. My hope lies that nevertheless. Literally, nevertheless. He's not gonna. You think God is going to deprive you of some? The Bible declares that if your earthly parents give you good gifts, what more do you think? And I can do exceedingly and abundantly above all. You can get any and everything you want from God. I dare you to please him. Let your ways please God. Let it. Here go another one. Listen to this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So all you got to do is what? Just believe. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. I got to play it. I got to play a song for y'all. I'm going to let it play in the background. Listen. God is any and everything that you need him to be. Did you hear what I say? You ain't got to walk around here and think anything opposite. Let me say that again. You ain't got to walk around here and think anything opposite of what you see. Oh, I can't believe I see that. Believe that you see it. Accept that you see it. I believe I saw that. I just got to accept it, that I may be able to receive my deliverance from it. Because God is your protection. That's the first thing that she said. God is my protection. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. If God be for me, who can stand against me? So if he be for me, if he be for me, I may not be able to see him, but my hope is that he's still standing here. So it does not matter how many fiery darts you come. It does not matter, but baby, I can have a bull's eye on me. Come with it, baby. I believe God's standing right there to catch every last one of them arrows. I believe that. I believe it so until I ain't even gonna duck. Because I believe God. I believe that he is my shield and my protection. I believe he regulates my mind. Why Why do I believe that he regulates my mind? Because he said that I have the mind of him. Be transformed where? In my mind. So if he can transform me in my mind, then that means that he's translating some stuff. He removing some things that I used to think. I used to think that everybody didn't like. This I say it right here. You know what? That always happened to me. People always treat me like that. No, be translating me from that. I bind and rebuke any and everything from my past that has caused me to be in a place of despair. And I have the hope and belief and trust in God that I am more than a conqueror. I could conquer that thing. Why? Because I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. So that means that I already got the victory. That means I already got the victory. My hope is in it. I do not give a rat's tail what no doctors say. Because I know the first surgeon, he did it on Adam. I know he could heal all kind of internal stuff. Because he did it for the baby. I even know that he could raise dead babies. So even if men try to tell me that I would not live, I know who holds all the power in their hand. Because he's my strength. He said he's my strength when I'm at my weakest point. So when I'm at that place that got me weak in the knees, baby, and I drop to the ground and I start crying. Everybody that went to Jesus and asked him to do something, the Bible says they cried out to him. So that does not always mean tears. Because there was a lot of them that went to him and said, hey, could you help me? Hey, would you save me? Hey, I need to be delivered. Can you do it? And what did he say to them? Do you believe I can? Activate your faith and just simply believe in God and watch him translate some stuff for you. It ain't going to be there no more. He says every problem that you have is as a drop in a bucket, baby. He says it's nothing to me. And then he goes on to say it's less than nothing. So that means it does not even exist. So stop making a mountain out of that molehill. There's absolutely nothing that could come into existence in my life, baby, that I can't pull down. Because I'm like David. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I'm going to overcome you. I'm not going to run from you, but I'm going to run to you. And I'm bringing you down, baby. Because he said, I'm mighty through him to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down everything that exalts us against the knowledge of the truth. And any and everything that thought got to line up, just choose to line it up with the word of God. Choose to believe God. Choose to trust him. They told me that I would never have any kids. Not one. That's what they told me. They took some stuff from me to prove in black and white that I couldn't have no kids. Did you hear me? I got two today, baby, and 7 grandchildren. I'm talking about the lineage. The enemy cannot cut off the lineage of God when he have already declared it and decreed. He has no right, no power, and no authority. I think, I believe, and I trust any and everything in me that God is. That's it. God is. God is anything that you want him to be in your life. Anything that you desire him to be in your life, baby, he is that. Oh, what we are. Oh, I just want to be loved. I just want somebody to hold me. Baby, he'll hold you in the wee hours of the night. Ask him that. Did you hear what I say? He'll comfort you, baby, like you've never been comforted before. Until you'll be sitting there just a giddy, kick, and it ain't nobody there but you and God. Did you hear what I say? Hear how you walking around just smiling. Let me tell y'all something. I was in the store a couple weeks ago, and God was just ministering to me, and I was just smiling and walking, and wiping my eyes and smiling. And then this man said, what you smiling for? I say, God is. And that's all. God is in everything. Baby, he will take the broken and fix it. And he don't need no glue. He won't leave nothing in shatters. Did you hear what I say? Baby, he'll reconcile what you thought couldn't be reconciled. He'll open up a door that you thought was closed. And this is what he told me. I said, Lord, I said, I can't believe. He said, believe it. He said, I had to close that door because your season was up. I didn't open that door because it ain't time yet. Well, Lord, I've been standing at this door for a long time. You even told me no. No, we got to be, because how you know I got another door for you? You may want to go through that door, but I may have another door for you. Then, God is. Ain't absolutely none of us got no reason to even be jealous of nobody else. We ain't got to be competing with nobody. We ain't got to be, because God is. He's any and everything inside of you. What's the song? There's a king in you. Baby, there's something going on down up in the inside of you. You just have not recognized it yet because you ain't accepted it. Accept who and what you are in God, that you may receive the rewards and the benefits of simply doing as he said, just please him. That's it. Write this stuff down, y'all. Any and everything that causes you to go into a place of doubt. Any and everything that causes you to go into a place of brokenness, darkness, of making you feel like that it can't happen, it won't happen because it ain't gonna happen. Write down all these things. And when you get to writing them down, I want y'all to put them on the altar. When you put them on the seat next to you, put them on the altar. And as you put this stuff down on the altar, I want you to stand on the altar and start praying for yourself. Through what? Activating faith for you. Because I'm going to touch and agree when I start praying. But you got to believe why you praying. Simply for yourself. If you want to stand in the gap for somebody else. God is. God is working some things out for us. He does his best work in the dark. If the Lord showed us and told us any and everything that he done, we'll get all in his way. Why do you say that, Pat? Because he says in the book of Genesis that it was dark and he was moving in the dark. Are y'all getting it? I'm talking. And he did his best work by simply speaking that thing. Let there be light. Let there be. Let there. So if he comes to you and he's telling you something, let that word resonate. Accept that word. Believe that word. Stand on that word, baby, like it's your foundation and you can't be moved. He never falls short of his word. I'm telling you, his mercies and his grace. God is. God is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All this stuff, y'all, I'll put it up here. Thank you, Jesus. Let me play this other song for y'all.
I just want to write you a letter.
Help us, Lord, to believe you. Just to be honest. Because a lot of us got a doubt. Are we not gonna doubt anymore? Jesus. It'd be hard to see past what you're seeing right now.
I see it right now.
Help us to believe, God. Y'all can take your time and write this stuff down, but I gotta pray. I feel like praying. After y'all write that stuff down, put it on the altar, go up to the altar, stay on the altar, and start praying for yourself if you want to stand in the gap for somebody else. Stand in the gap for them. Oh God, touch right now, God. Oh mama, shani. Oh God, you know, Father God, any and every individual in this sanctuary. You know the things that's down in the inside of our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that cause us to go into a place of doubt. It takes us to a place of fear. It takes us to a place of unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you right now, Father God, to uproot that doubt. Sever that unbelief. Remove any and everything that causes us to go or even waver, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it Okoshana. Because if you said it, Lord, we believe it. If your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is in a place, Lord, where their faith is wavering, help them to believe. Help them in their unbelief. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to put some oil on you guys. Help your people to believe, Father God. As they write these things down, Lord, and as they put them on the altar, God, we activate that now faith. We believe you right now for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That it is a liokoshi. It does not have us in that place of doubt. It does not have us in that place of fear. It does not have us in that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's causing us to think or believe that you cannot do it when we know that you are able to do it. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are able and that you are even capable of doing it, Father God. So we asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will manifest that thing in our lives. Help us to believe, God. Manifest yourself. Anytime something and happen inside of your life that causes you to go into that place of unbelief, cause you to go into that place of doubt, cause you to go into that place of no self-esteem or thinking and believing that you ain't good enough or that you are not pleasing in God's sight. But let me sit up here and tell you something. Let me tell you something. Each and every last one of his disciples had an addiction. Each and every last one of them had a problem. Each and every last one of them had to get to that place and to that point. And because they was on their journey with the Lord, they could recognize it. And they helped somebody else to accept it. Help us, Lord. Just believe God. Just believe God. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual on the altar, the ones in the pews, God. The ones, Father God, that was on the way, couldn't make it. The ones that needed to come and didn't. The ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that desired to come and couldn't. I'm standing in a gap for your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cover them and you would comfort them. That you would get in the peace that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of the waiting. Lord, there's so many problems and concerns that we have, Father God, so many things and challenges that can happen inside of our lives, Lord. Even as we go through these experiences, Father God, it causes us to go to a place, Father God, of doubt and unbelief. But right now, Father God, I'm asking you to lift your people up that they may remember and know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Any and everything that is happening in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, is intentionally purposed. These things have to happen, Father God, that we may be able to accept in everything that you want us to receive. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to remove any doubt out of the hearts of your people. I'm asking you to uproot that spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in their very thoughts that making them think and believe that it won't happen, it can't happen because it has not happened. Oh Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will uplift your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not be in a place of degradation or even segregation. Oh God, I'm asking you to do a new thing inside of your people, Father God, that they will not continue to drag these things along with them, Lord. We are emptying ourselves out, God. We casting our cares at your feet. We lay any and everything down on today, Father God, and we activating our faith right now. So as we wrote these things down, as we spoke these things, God, even the hidden things that's inside of our hearts, Lord, he called it, we're giving it to you right now. We activating our faith right now. We believe right now as we giving it to you, Father God, that you're going to take care of it. You're going to translate it, God. You're going to remove some things. You're going to uproot some things. You're going to cause it to be no more. Remember what he said about Enoch. The Bible says that he would not see death, and that he was no more, and that he was translated. So that thing that we thought could not be moved, it's going to be translated. It's going to be no more. It's going to be moved. That doubt that we have, it's going to be translated. It's going to be no more. It's going to be moved. Moving on today. Remove any sickness out of the body. We believe in you for the healing. We believe in you for the provision. We believe in you for the reconciliation. We believe in you on today, God. We believe in, Father God, that you're going to reconstruct some things and even remove the fluid in between the sutures, Father God, in between, Father God, the spinal cord. We're asking you to remove some things, God, that there will not be no discomfort, that there will not be no pain in the wee hours of the night, that there will not be no stiffening in the sitting, that there will not be no stiffening in the walking, that's going down to the very thighs, Lord, in the hip area. I'm asking you to remove it on today. I'm trusting and believing that you're going to do it now, God, that there will not have to be any excess surgeries, that there will not have to be rehabilitated, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you are able, God. You are able, God, to remove it. You are able, God, because you are the only one that could do something good, that could do something because you are God. We know, God, that you are able to fix it, God, that she may be able to walk up straight. Fix it, God, that she may be able to turn without it being a sharp pain. Fix it on today, God. I know that you are able. There is nothing that is here. I'm coming in agreement. I believe in God that you're reconstructing the back now. You're reconstructing any and every bone displacement. You're reconstructing it right now, God. I believe in God. Oh, my man, did it look so shocking? Sometimes we be so addicted to that pain, or we be so addicted to what the doctor is saying, until we have accepted what they have said. But I know who God is, and I know that he is able. We only accept your healing because you said in your word, God, by your stripes you are healed. We claiming our healing today. We claiming our wholeness on today. We claiming our breakthrough, Jesus. We claiming our break out of your course, see our break out of. We claiming it. We accept it on today, Father God, because we're standing on your word, and we know that your word is true. We know that you have paved the way for us. You paved the way through your blood, so we accept it on today. We come in agreement with any and everything that you spoke of our lives. Everywhere that we tread our feet, you say we're going to inherit that land. We accept that land on today. We accept the new God. We accept the next God. We accept yes, God. We accept it, Lord. We accept it. Transform our thinking. Renew our mind. Saturate us on today, God, with your spirit, that we will not leave the same way that we came. We will not think the same way that we used to think. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, to fall fresh on our situation. He called my mind in the local sana. Remove any brokenness in the heart. Remove it on today, Father God. He called my mind in the local sana. Oh, my mama, nidilocosia. When conception come, God, I'm asking you to nidilocosia, that after the conception, that you close up the womb, that the baby will be able to come to full term. Oh, my mama, nidilocosia. Oh, God, I know that you are able. I'm asking you to touch right now. Touch the thoughts. Touch the thoughts, God, that the opening of the matrix will be in a season of a time of appropriate. Oh Lord, I'm asking you to do it on today. I'm asking you to touch the thoughts of the minds of your people. Every mental disorder, every mental discrepancy that's causing us to think anything, God, that is opposite of your word, I'm asking you to pull it down right now. Touch the minds on today, God. Touch the thoughts. Translate them. Transform them. Let that old stuff be no more, God. Oh God, do it for us on today. Do it for us on today, Father. E kodere loko shana. Oh, mama, nere loko siya. Mend the broken heart. Mend the broken heart on today, Lord. E kodere loko shana, mama, nere loko siya. Mend the broken heart. I bind and rebuke any most spoken word talking about surgery concerning your body. He called my mind, nere loko shana. Oh God, he called my mind to look and see. You are the one that can reconstruct. Reconstruct some things in our internal organs on today, God. Remove every sickness, illness, disease, and every virus that's trying to overtake, God. Even if it's a head cold, dried up, Lord. Remove any excess mucus in the body. Clear the lungs on today, Father God. I bind and rebuke black lung cancer on today. Heal the kidneys on today, Father God. He called it Oko Shana. Restore them, God. Let them be able to let off all the extra fluid, Father God, from the appropriate places, Lord, that it will not be carried. Any excess fluid that you are carrying in your lower extremities, I bind and rebuke. I believe you could dry it up, God. I believe you could dry it up, God. Idiot X, idiot Kosia, but her son did a local son. Oh, my mind did a local Shia. I bind and rebuke any migraines. Oh, God. Oh, God. He called my mind in a local Shia. Oh, God. He called my mind in a local Shani, my mind in a local Shia. Oh, God. Far fresh. Rekindle the marriages on today. Restore the brokenness, Lord. Break off every chain and every link, every bond and chain that we carry on today, Father God, that's causing us to be in a place of degradation, segregation, and even darkness and distress. Oh, my mind, need to look and see. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you dispatch your angels on our behalf. Individually, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know what we need. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you don't go see. Help us not to make no hasty decisions. Sometimes we make hasty decisions because we ain't getting what we want or things ain't being done right quick or how we want it to do. Sometimes when you ask a question, you ain't going to get the answer that you want. And if you don't get an answer at all, do not allow yourself to go into a place where you lose hope. Oh, my mind, little local Shana. Because there's only one person that's all-knowing, and that's God. Lord, help your people to hold down just a little bit longer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in their patience. Give them peace in their waiting on today, God. I'm asking you to touch any and everybody that's even extended to us, God. Our extended loved ones, saved and unsaved. Any and everybody that is attached to us, Father God. He called it Oko Shana. Any and everybody that has even crossed our paths. Even the very enemies and the foes, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, in the Oko Shana, the Oko Sia. Oh, God, to Kiko Makasana, the Oko Shia. To blow on today, God. Give us a fresh breath, a new wind. Blow on us today, because you are the breath of life. That dead thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to breathe on it, God. Oh, my mind, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up our hearts that we may be able to accept you in totality, God, and not just partiality, not just for a season, or not just because we want something. Oh, God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun in each and every last one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continue, Father God, to fall back into our old addictions. Free us today, God. Free us today, God. Jesus. Do it right now, God. As we pray for ourselves, Lord. As we pray for ourselves, God. Do it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch our children, our grandchildren, our children to come, our husbands, our wives, now and to come. Oh, God, give us a heart of absolution and even forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not dwell on the past. Sever them old ties and them soul ties, Father God. Break any and every generational curse that's going down our lineage. Lord, it stops today because I believe you, God, is a chain breaker. Oh, my man, it's not like mother, like daughter. Like father, like son. It's not. He called no more generational curses right now. He called it a little. Break them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even in our bodies. Every generational sickness, Lord. I'm asking you to uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Because you say what you didn't plant, you will uproot it. Uproot every generational sickness, Father God. Every generational addiction. Hey! Uproot it. Cast it down right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I bind it up and I loose freedom. Freedom in the homes. Freedom in the family. Freedom in the minds. Freedom in your heart. Lord, remove all the clutter that's inside of our hearts that we constantly keep carrying and treasuring. Open up them treasure chests, Father God, in the heart, Lord, and emptying them out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to continue to have all this clutter, because we need to make room for you, and you're a big old God. Oh, God, teach us how to love and even how to accept love and disperse it. Help us to love the way that you ordained us to, Father God, and not the way we was taught, what we heard, what we saw, what we learned. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now to fall fresh. Give us a newness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, on this 19th day of a new year. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you in advance, Lord, for what you are about to do in our lives. Because we believe you. Just say, I believe God. I believe God. Come on. I believe God. I believe God. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. And I'm asking you to touch. Manifest yourself, God, that these things may become visible to your people, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real and you are a man of your word. You cannot lie and neither can you die. Help us on today, Father God, that we may be able to accept and be prepared to receive. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for working it out. See, sometimes when he say he working some things out for you, that means he working some things out of you. Because there's some things that need to be worked out of us so that he can work in us. Yeah. Yeah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to know, God, that it's going to turn around for us. Help us to know that it's already turned around. That's what I'm believing. It ain't going to be, when I came here, it was in one state. But when I leave, it's in another state. Because God already translated that. I believe God. I believe he done removed some things, changed some things, he done healed some things, he done settled some things. He has finished some things. Did y'all hear me? That's why we need to hold on to that word finish. Because the Bible declares that after his crucifixion and they had hung him up, the Bible says right before he gave up the ghost. So we got to give up some things. He said, it is finished. So you got to think it. It's finished. I'm not addicted to that way no more. It's finished. I'm giving that ghost up. I'm giving that ghost up. I'm giving up that unforgiveness where that thing I couldn't get past, I choose to give that ghost up. It's finished. That's what I want y'all to go home with today. It's finished because I believe God. It's finished because I believe God. I'm not in darkness no more, because he pulled me over into the marvelous light. I'm not depressed no more because he's my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I ain't even weak. And all that's finished. That old way thinking is finished. I'm giving that ghost up. That old way of acting is finished. I'm giving that ghost up. That old way of reacting is finished. That old way of talking, my verbiage, my conversation has even been translated. I want to only speak the oracles of the Lord. I want to only think on those things that are of a good report. That's all finished. I'm giving it all up. And I'm standing strong. And believe. Y'all listening to them song. I ain't got no reason to doubt. He's already worked it out. I just can't see it. But I believe it. I'm not doubting it. I believe it. Because it ain't going to always be like that. It ain't. It ain't. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for simply being who he is. It's a sooner or later. Because sometimes we so microwavable. We want things right quick. I'm gonna wait, sure. Because the best for the last. Look, think about it. Pay attention to this. When he changed the water to wine, it was the last, right? Baby, I want the last of the best. Listen to this scripture here. The Bible says the last is going to become first. So, it's okay to think you in the dark. It's okay to think you ain't do you. I don't need to be in the forefront. I want to be the last because I know that's going to be the best. I know that's going to be the best. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for giving us that assurance. That's what he said. Your assurance in me gives you insurance in this life. Did y'all get that? Because we all need life insurance, right? Your assurance in God gives you insurance in this life. That's that life of an abundance. That's that life of peace that surpasses all understanding. That's that life of confidence in knowing that my next is going to be greater than my last. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word on today. That thing just has to encourage me. We got to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Y'all know when God done, I'm done. I can't make up nothing. I can't add nothing on to it. I can't.